This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. The American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery reports a 49% increase between 2013 and last year in America in what's known as vaginal rejuvenation surgery. It's the subject of growing controversy. Dr. Seema Yasmin, a physician and University of Texas at Dallas professor, wrote about this for the Dallas Morning News. She talked about safety issues and what motivates women to have vaginal rejuvenation surgery.
That's an umbrella term that refers to a whole range of surgeries that women are getting that involve trimming, tightening, and doing things to the vagina and the vaginal area.
When I first heard about this, the first thoughts that went through my head, maybe cosmetic surgery, perhaps it's sexual satisfaction of some type. But there are medical reasons for having this surgery as well.
There are medical reasons. It could be that a woman's had many children, there's been stretching in that area, there's been some damage to the vaginal canal, and surgeons can go in and use vaginal rejuvenation surgery to make a woman feel like she's back to her normal self again. But then, of course, there are the cosmetic reasons as well, and some experts who say that we're pathologizing lots of normal things about the vagina. With age, things will change, and now we're saying that's not normal and you need to fix it.
What prompted you to do this story?
The statistics to me were really astonishing. It's a huge increase in just 1 year, and it's part of a trend. We're seeing this increase year on year. And also, as a physician in London, I used to work in a sexual health clinic, and just daily you would see women who come in and say, my partner said there's something wrong with me down below. And we do all the checks, check for all the diseases, and there was nothing wrong. And so you realize there is a lot of insecurity for some women around that, even the most private parts of their body. And sometimes that's fueled by society and by partners who think women should look a certain way.
Because there are critics who say what we've got here is a big problem with self-image and perhaps people trying to live up to unrealistic expectations.
Absolutely. The critics are saying, where does a woman go to see what normal looks like? And in medicine, normal means variation. No one's supposed to look the same as somebody else, but you have pornography, you have more access to pornography, and you are seeing very retouched images of women so that people feel, I need to look this way. If I don't look like that, I'm not normal.
Whatever the reason, though, for having this, vaginal rejuvenation is not something to view as a simple procedure. There can be serious repercussions with this, can't there?
There can. If you go to somebody who's not experienced, you can do damage. You know, I've heard about women having too much trimmed or having the vagina overly tightened. But then if you look at some of the data, it shows that there's only a 2% risk of having any complications. And other surgeons who say don't take that data at face value. When something does go wrong for women, typically they don't go back to their original surgeon, they'll go to somebody else who's an expert in reconstructive surgery. But this is like with any surgery, there's risk of infection, of bleeding, and complications that should not be taken lightly.
So if a person does their homework, then you come away with mixed messages about this. So how are you supposed to make a decision?
It's difficult. I think this is a relatively new area within surgery compared to many other types of cosmetic and medical surgery that's being done. But the key message is, as with any surgery, do your research into the procedure, get as much data as you can, and really do your homework about which surgeon to go to.